GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. So, George, there I was in the produce aisle at Hannaford.
Exactly. Were you sampling the fruit?
No. And then Laura McIntyre comes running up to me, running being the operative word here, to remind me that she'd sent a note about being on our program to talk about something fun here. David and Laura McIntyre take a seat in our studio. It's our chance to tell folks about the Great Bangor Marathon and Half Marathon that's coming in the month of June. David and Laura, welcome to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show.
Oh, it's awesome to be here.
Wow. Yeah, hey now, hey, thank you. I'm David.
And I'm Laura.
Well, we could have told the difference, actually.
That out pretty well on our own.
Dumb as we are, I could have told the difference, David.
Okay, Laura, you approached us. What's the plan here for a marathon in the Queen City? You would think there'd already be a marathon in the Queen City now, wouldn't you?
Okay, so we got to go with some history here that isn't on Google.
Okay, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine.
Yes. Yeah.
We remember it like it was yesterday.
Yes. We got people like Glendon Rand, who's got a bunch of books in his basement about the history of running in Bangor. Bangor used to have a marathon.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they had Paul Bunyan, Phil LeBreton tried to bring that back. Mm-hmm. And, it's been a while. Everybody thinks, oh, I want to go to Maine. I want to go to the coast. Oh, Maine, I want to go run in the beach to Beacon. Well, you can't get into it. But if you come to Bangor, you can run in the Great Bangor Marathon and Half on June 23rd, starting at 7 a.m. at Gagan's, our beverage sponsor.
I don't know what year it was. I covered the marathon. It was my first interview with Stephen King.
Oh, wow.
And he was at the finish line. And I said to Stephen, if you were writing an end to this marathon, what would you write? Little did I know what King was going to fire back at me. He said, oh, I'd have an electric plate across the street and everybody who didn't reach their personal best would get electrocuted. I said, thank you very much, Stephen. Great to meet you.
Well, wait a minute. What was the book that he wrote about the people that didn't stop walking that got killed? Remember that?
Well, he almost was the victim of that.
Were you the inspiration for that story, George?
I don't know.
You should be asking for royalties.
I don't know. But in any event, yeah, I can remember it was out somewhere near the mall that it finished.
Yeah.
But the word that I am going to ask you about is certified. What does certified mean here?
David, tell us that. What does certified mean?
Sure. It's this course is going to be USAT certified. So marathoners these days are looking for flat, fast courses, and they have to be USAT certified so they can qualify in other big marathons such as London, Berlin, Boston Marathon.
Okay, but we also want to talk about Bob Kennedy, amazing runner. He's 76 and he just ran two marathons back-to-back. He's coming up to certify the course for Boston and any other marathon in the United States. So when a runner's looking to get into a big race like Boston, Chicago, they have to qualify. And this race will be one of those that they can qualify for. It's also a great race because there's people who want to run in every state. There's a 50-state marathon and 50-state half marathon.
Right.
Those people have to run a marathon in every state. And we had some up in Lincoln last year. And one lady got her jacket. And we did a little photo shoot. So, you know, we got an international airport. Let's get people to Bangor to run.
Mary Dysart Hart, friend of ours, ran it all or is working. She might have already finished all 50.
She may done
still
about
be working
everything.
On it. Yeah. That's amazing. The Great Bangor Marathon and Half coming up on June 23rd. Okay, David, over to you.
Yes.
How does someone, if they're ready to run right now and they're ready to sign up, where do they go? What do they do?
They can go to our Facebook page, the Lifestyle Sports Global.com page, and the Bangor Marathon page on Facebook.
Okay.
Run sign up.
And run sign up as well.
Okay. Now that was very confusing. So hang on a second. Let's go. First, we can find the Great Bangor Marathon on the Facebook, as Dad calls it, right? That's step number one. That's one way to do it.
Yep.
Okay. Now you also said there was a website there somewhere. What was that again?
LifestyleSportsGlobal.com.
LifestyleSportsGlobal.com.
Yep.
Going to say it slow so some people are driving right now. They have no idea. They're trying to commit it to memory.
Yeah.
LifestyleSportsGlobal.com.
That's easy to find.
Okay. And now, Laura, you said the other place to go. Where was it?
So Run Sign Up is one of the most popular places that runners go to find a race.
Run Sign Up.
RunSignUp.com.
Okay. All right. Yep. go all those places. Yep. Sign up.
So June 23rd, the race will begin. You're going to go out early in the morning. You have to. 26.2 miles. Yep. You start at 7 a.m. and it's going to start at the Cross Insurance Center.
Actually, we're going to be starting at the corner of Dutton Street and Main Street. Gagan's is our beverage sponsor, and we want to make sure the race starts and ends there because they're going to have their beverage garden opened up for the runners after the race.
Yeah, some of them might need a beer.
Beer run. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So right between the Hollywood Casino Hotel and Raceway mm-hmm. and Gagan's, and the hotel there is that opportunity that's where the lineup's going to be. Can you give us an idea of the route?
Sure. I like to put an input on that. It's it's so fast. It's going to be a fast, flat, fairly flat course, and it will start near the Paul Bunyan statue area. It will go down Main Street. We're going to celebrate the waterfront a little bit by going around the Bangor Savings Bank and then going on Front Street, and then we'll head out to Valley Avenue. We'll head out to Kanduskeg Avenue, and I'll take a right on the Griffin. And most of the running is on the flat course of Route 15 out of Broadway, they'll head out on that wonderful road out to Kanduskeg Village. TA turnaround will be right around, right before the village, and the runners will turn around and come back to Bangor the same way. Very flat, fast course, very little turns.
You mentioned Griffin Road.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll take a Kanduskeg, we'll take a right onto Griffin, then a left onto Route 15.
We don't have to go up that hill on Griffin Road, do we? By Asian Palace too? And Tom T?
No.
Oh,
no,
good. All right. Heartbreak. What's in Boston Marathon? What's that? Heartbreak Hill or
heartbreak
something?
Heartbreak Hill, yeah.
Okay, I wondered. No. That was going to be, had that been the case, that was going to be the Heartbreak Hill of the Boston Great the Great Bangor Marathon.
No. We don't like hills.
No. The runners don't like them. They're looking for fast times to qualify.
Any rule that you have to be from Kenya?
We invite him. I have a lot of Kenyan friends. I have Nixon Chisiba, Silas Kiplagat. I have Asbel Kiprop, and we've reached out and invited them to come. As Laura had
They're
mentioned,
amazing.
We have an international airport, so this is going to be an international event for Bangor. They'll be coming from all over. We already have from three countries already. So
22 states, three countries, 185 runners as of this morning.
Wow, what's your limit?
We don't have a limit.
Okay.
So we're likely going to be over 200. Now, when you run a marathon, run any street race, there are a lot of problems. There are intersections. There are people who don't understand what the hell is going on.
Railroad tracks in this case, right?
Railroad tracks and stuff.
Yep.
You've got to have a lot of, you got water stations. I mean, all the stuff that I know about. You've got to have some volunteers.
Yep.
Yes, and we invite volunteers to come, and we'll be glad to have some. We have a great volunteer team already from Bangor Savings Bank has a team coming in.
Our title sponsor.
Thank you for them, and they'll have a bunch of volunteers to be at the intersections of some of these on this route, and we invite a lot of volunteers, and just come with your cowbells, cheer on the. Marathoners as they go by and support them.
More cowbell. We like that.
More cowbell.
Does someone come up and then watch the race to make sure you're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's to make sure it's certifiable?
Yep. So one of the great things about these water stations we have along the route is that that's also a check-in point. The people at the water stations will be calling in the numbers, so we make sure that they go by all of them. And of course, at the turnarounds, it'll be critical to keep track of who's there, what time they came in, and when they turned around to head back into town. So that, along with mobile support vehicles, we did this up in Lincoln. We had water, Gatorade, and cheerleaders and vehicles just going along the course to encourage the runners, and they loved it. So we're looking for a company that would like to have their vehicles on the route, do a little advertising, and support our runners.
It's marathons are fascinating. I've been around New York and some of the others, not on the road. When I found out that I had to do a half was enough.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
A half is enough.
Yeah, 13-1 done.
Yeah,
13-1 done.
Back in my running days, I thought I was a miler, and I thought that was pretty big. Uh-huh. Then all of a sudden, people started. And then you get to the ultra marathoners and all the others. But marathons in and of themselves are fascinating events. They really are.
Yep.
It's a great challenge to test your abilities, your physical abilities, spiritual abilities, and a great test for anybody to build up their character and build up their self-esteem. And we just think it's a great opportunity to just build people in general to better themselves.
Yeah.
And we have some great, even today, 2024, we have Ben True, one of the top marathoners for the state of Maine. We have Emily Durgin, one of the top females for marathoners for the state of Maine, and what a great example for those two to show us how it's done. Yeah.
What is the cost of registration to get in on the Great Bangor Marathon or the Great Bangor Half Marathon, Laura?
I believe we are at $95, and the registration fee goes up on Tuesday. And I just want to piggyback.
Tomorrow? Oh my gosh!
I know.
So run,
run,
don't
run,
walk,
run to
run.
Registration.
Literally to the registrar.
I do want to piggyback on what on David's comments. We up in Lincoln, we had a mother, Colleen Smith, who was run the Boston Marathon multiple times. She ran our Lincoln Marathon with her daughter Ava, which is her first marathon. They finished in 6 hours and 55 minutes, and we waited for them. And so there's no time limit on this. We got a family from Kanduskeg right. coming. We got parents running with their kids, grandfathers running with their grandsons. We want everyone to succeed and have fun.
The great thing about a marathon is I learned this early in life in
when
my running.
When it's over?
It feels good when you stop.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I did it.
I finished it.
Well, people run marathons for various reasons. They run it in memory of someone. They run it for personal best. I mean, there are a lot of reasons people run.
You run it because you were goaded into it by your friends?
Yeah. And logically, there's only a half a dozen people who can win it. I mean, that's the reality of a marathon. Mm-hmm. People are going to go out there in 2 hours and something and run 26 miles.
Yeah, but really, if you cross that finish line,
if you cross,
aren't you a winner?
Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
Period.
Absolutely
exactly.
agree.
Exactly.
And, you know, 2 days later, you say to yourself, what the hell was I thinking? But marathoning is wonderful for those who can do it. June 23rd. Basically, from the Bass Park area, down by Gagan's.
And, yes. Back yep. again. Yep.
And we're going to be out there, and we're going to be talking about it between... It's like the eclipse. We're going to...
Yes.
We're going to talk about it for a long time
Thank
now.
Thank you so much, right. George, for coming.
David, when you... Obviously, you have been a runner in the past, David?
I have. I've done marathons, but I guess my biggest claim for fame is that I've been a USAT...
Did you?
Triathlon for many years. I qualified for the Nationals 3 or 4 times. I can't remember.
What was your strongest? Biking or running or swimming?
I was a time machine on the bike and still am.
Nice.
I'm still a multi-sport athlete these days. My health has not always been so great. Yep. I have some highs and some lows, but right now I'm pretty healthy at age 62.
Laura, how about you? Yep.
So what I like to do is cook in the kitchen. Do you have a favorite kind of pie you want?
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.